Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
That's HotYogaRepublic.com. And a big thanks to Habas Law for backing this. Habas Law, always fighting to make it right.
Ragnar the Terrible got a job at a big bank. Let's listen.
So what's it like being a 5th century warlord?
Same as big bank. We conquer and extort gold from conquest.
Huh. We just lower our customers' deposit rates and raise their fees.
And if they argue, put on their floorboards and crush while dining.
So smart.
Star One isn't like the big banks. We think banking should be pain-free. With lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, and friendly customer service. Star One, in your best interest.
Ready for the ultimate red and gold game day? Laughing Monk Brewing is the place to park, party, and ride. Skip the traffic. Forget the expensive parking. Park for free and dive into an epic tailgate with mouth-watering food, ice-cold Laughing Monk beer, and every game on TV. Catch 95.7 The Game's pregame show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. Then hop on the free shuttle minutes away from the stadium. Shuttles are first come, first serve. So head to 95.7thegame.com to sign up and join the party.
Kohl's Cash is turning 20, and to celebrate, Kohl's is giving you the gifts. All month, you can enter our sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 Kohl's Cash. Plus, get epic deals on cozy favorites, home must-haves, and more right now. Yep, we were gonna throw a party, but this is better. Cue the confetti and the savings at Kohl's. Offer ends September 28th. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes ends September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
All right, team, it's game time. Blue 42, California 8, scratch right on one.
Wait, what play is that?
Keep up, man. He said play scratches for the California Lottery.
Oh.
With the new Los Angeles Chargers, San Francisco 49ers, and Los Angeles Rams scratchers, it's always a great call.
For sure.
On one. Ready, set, run.
Play the new Game Day Scratchers from the California Lottery. A little play can make your day. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase, play, or claim.
Don't waste time trying to get rid of your old or broken car. Cars for Kids is the easiest and fastest way to donate your car and get a tax deduction. Go to carsforkids.org today. That's cars with a K.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My ride smells just right.
I gotta try that for Breeze car.
Just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze car clips right on your vent. Yep, you know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
San Jose, light morning rain with a high of 80.
Weather brought to you by Robert Half. Our recruiter's expertise and award-winning AI will find you the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dude, get your boy, would you?
Who is this right here?
Yeah, get your boy. He's got to pack it in. You know, McCutcheon.
Oh, yeah. Well,
come on, Goo. He's done.
But this is what we do. I mean, the dude loves the game.
Yeah, but he's
a mentor.
He's denigrating his legacy.
Oh, are you there?
He's too old.
No, you're not
what
kidding.
Kind of year, I have no idea what kind
it's
of year McCutcheon have.
It's pedestrian. Let me guess, not a bad year.
Was it as bad as Adamas?
No, Adamas, they damn near hit. Come on, Stanley. Yeah. Put some respect on my man's
Stinks.
Name. Why Adamas. Would you go at Kutch just because you're song?
Nah, he was at bat.
Hey, I'm ready.
You claim
this. Oh, my God.
So let me get this straight, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we went into the break, and Guru appeared to tease that he has established what one of the greatest bargains is in the Bay Area.
Yeah, no, just in the world.
Okay, because
in the United States.
Okay, because I have one that I think is very impressive too.
Okay,
but you go ahead because you brought it up.
I mean, Kenny Carter, like it's time we just say thank you to this institution. And when you think about it, inflation,
I'm excited,
and all the people that don't. That are, you know, it's hard out here for a lot of people. Okay? Jack in the Box, thank you. Two tacos for 99 cents, 90. You got to be kidding me. And the tacos are good. Two tacos for 99 cents. Tell me there's something better than that. And I just was thinking last night, like, it's time I give them two tacos for a dollar. Daddy, tell me. Come on, man.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Now, they're paper thin.
But they're...
I mean, they're paper
with
thin.
With that hot sauce on it. Oh, I said, you know what? They get it. Give Jack in the Box his credit, man. Two tacos. Two good tacos. Daddy, I'm sorry. All right. The soybean meat, I like it, man.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right.
Dude, we live in California. Why would you get tacos from a burger?
Because they're 99 cents.
Nah. That's it. That's the only reason why. That's disgusting.
Gas is $9. Taco, two. Hey, and what if you get six? That's $3.
$2.97 technically, but.
Come on, man. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm coming in. I got to give them love.
I think I got one.
Okay.
I think this might be the best deal in the Bay Area. So, a wonderful establishment in Oakland, California. Very classy. Very classy place. It's called Schmitty's.
Okay. All right.
Schmitty's on Grand Lake.
Not Casey Schmidt. Yeah.
24 ounces of Montucky. Montucky's a beer. It's a 24-ounce beer
okay.
in a can for $6.
That's too much for me.
What? That's $3
you know,
a beer.
I ain't a beer dude. I can't even, like, I don't know how that's hit. I mean, $6, that's a $6.
That's three bucks a beer in the Bay?
But you're eating for a dollar, Stani. Two tacos but they're, for you, 99
But you're going to you're gonna need, here's the thing. You pay $6. And you drink a Montucky that's 24 ounces, you're going to get full. But if you spend $5 on those paper-thin tacos, I don't think you're getting full.
Please. Then you don't know the struggle. Man, I ain't mad at that, but $6, that's a lot. Stani, 99 cents in those two greasy tacos. And they don't get you fat either. They're paper-thin.
That's because there's nothing in them. Nothing in them.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. If anybody can beat that taco price or my Montucky price.
Ken, what did you think?
888-957-9570. It's 24
ounces. Is
that a
bargain to you for $6?
Absolutely. That's a deuce for $3?
That's actually
$1.50 a beer, right? Yeah.
No. It's three because 24 ounces is two beers. And it's $6, so it's three.
$6, I got you.
See,
we can always get both, combo it up, beer and tacos.
But that's luxury when you're drinking. I'm talking about eating, and you get them hunger pains, and you know you ain't got a lot at your disposal. Give me two tacos for 99 cents, Donnie. I'm going to be fed.
What's the best bargain in the Bay?
It's got to be the two for 99.
I mean, that
and
is
gonna, going to
that's
going
to be really, really, really hard to beat.
I appreciate you saying that.
I mean, that is going to be tough to beat. There's
I'm
no
like,
doubt about
that's
it.
That's a deal.
And that's right. Taco Bell?
Yeah, Jack in the Box.
Oh, Jack in the Box.
Jack
in the Box coming out with tacos? But
Well, Burger King has them too.
You know what happens when you go to Taco Bell?
Some call it Taco Hell.
You get Taco Belly. Taco Belly.
That's an occasional five. I've never heard that one. Some people call it Jack in a Crack, but still, Stoney, it's not the most healthiest, but 2 for $99. I appreciate. Salute. Yeah.
When did you go yesterday?
Yes.
How much? Don't tell me what you got. How much did you spend? Did you spend $4?
$3.39. Yeah, $3.39.
With the tax?
Yeah, got a small soda.
All right, so you got six of them.
All right. Oh, boy. Little curly fry. Oh, man. Started, and I was really, truly happy after it was over. I was like, $3.39.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
What we got?
925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line says those tacos are deep fried, meaning they're, you know, might put on a little weight.
Well, the beer, too. It's, yeah.
That's true.
24 hours.
Never mind. Let's go real quick to, all right, we'll go to Dustin in Petaluma.
Dustin.
Hey, Dustin, how you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
Doing well.
Ernie's Tin Bar on Lakeville Highway, they have a $1.75 Rainier Ale.
Say it again, please. Ernie's?
Ernie's Tin Bar on Lakeville Highway has a $1.75 Rainier Ale.
That, of course, is from Washington. So,
yes.
Lakeville, that's like up around Ukiah?
Petaluma.
Petaluma? Oh, it's not that far. So, Ernie's Tin Bar is in Petaluma.
Yeah, it's on Lakeville Highway in between, like, 37 and Petaluma.
$1.75?
See, I can't appreciate, I don't know, you know?
Dustin, thanks for the info.
Good beers that cost more money. Not that Rainier isn't good, but I love the price.
Yeah, me too.
The drink and eating is you have to eat. So you get those two tacos, Donnie. And don't get four. Spend only $2. Come on, man.
Somebody's hit. Well, B in San Jose. What's going on, B? How you doing? What's the best bargain in the Bay Area? Ernie's Tin Bar going to be tough in Petaluma.
Steiny,
yes.
And Guru, you're both doing a great job.
All right.
As always. Now, this isn't, you know, this ain't just the Bay, but this is everywhere.
Okay.
And I would say this is pretty dang hard to beat, no matter where you go. It's the 99-cent Arizona iced tea at any gas station, any corner store, any bodega. There you go. You know, inflation has hit everything from 20-ounce Pepsis, you know, to, you know, six packs of beer. But now, the Arizona iced tea, unbeatable, under $1.
And that's the one with, that's the one that, like, the can looks like the Southwest colors, kind of. That Southwest pattern.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But there's flavors galore, right? You could get the Mucho Mango. You could get the Arnold Palmer, right? It's 99 cents, no matter. Take your pick. $1.
All right, man. All right, thanks, B.
But that's fluid and liquid, Stoney, and alcohol. I'm talking about food.
God, yeah. I got the opposite of the best bargain.
Which is?
At the Oakland Farmers Market. Get this is no lie. The Oakland Farmers Market on Saturdays. There's a dude who sells fresh squeezed orange juice and grapefruit juice.
Oh, wow.
And it's like the pink grapefruit juice. It's got pulp in it.
I'm getting excited.
12 ounces. And it is, I paid $10 for it. Almost $1 an ounce.
Okay.
It's so good. When
now,
it's cold.
Wow, man.
When
it's cold, I get it.
Every Saturday, I just walk down the street to the farmer's market. I go see my guy, give him a 10 spot, and I have one of those pink grapefruits. Oh, God. So
and it's
good.
Already chilled?
Oh, yeah. It's on ice.
Oh, boy. Oh, nice.
It's on
Martini
ice.
Martini on ice.
I got one because he mentioned Arizona and made me think of it. But how about Costco? All beef hot dog and a 12-ounce Pepsi free refill for $1.50.
Here's the problem.
I don't get my food from Costco.
Yeah, and here's the other problem with Costco. Sure, you're going to get the dog and the soda for $1.50, but you're going to end up spending $300 on the other stuff. You know what I mean? You're not going to Costco just for the food.
You stock up for the apocalypse there, of course. But yeah, actually, it's 20 ounce. I was wrong.
Oh. But then you have to be in Costco.
Last time you had a dog, a hot dog.
Oh.
I like this. Been, yeah, now I've had baseball, a hot link.
Probably
a
baseball game. I like hot dogs and baseball. I love hot dogs.
Last time you went to the Giants last year, did you get
one? I went this year. I've gone to three Giants games this year. Careful.
Did you get one?
Yeah. I think I did.
Just asking.
I think I did.
Eating hot dogs is not a sport. God. Dude, what about the morning show? They did drive-bys on us.
Well, they're running out of material.
I didn't look at it.
Now, what does this mean? Steiny, juice is way overrated. Go to Rico Rico. I have no idea what that is, but
Rico Rico.
Rico Rico is a taco place. I actually just had that last night. I don't know about their juices, but the tacos from there, I think they're out in Berkeley, man.
Rico Rico are delicious. With cheese?
Hell no, no cheese.
Oh, my God.
No, they're really good, though. And they make their own salsas. And they come in packs, little packs.
Gotcha. I mean, at the old ship, Narragansett, $4. But
see, I have no idea.
I can't touch
Montucky.
As much
as I'm there, you would think, I'm just clueless to that. $6, that's a haircut.
You never drink beer. You've never had a beer at the ship?
No, I do. I'm a street dude.
But you just drink one, and that's like
Big Mouth Mickey's. My boy G Galen, he would have. I'd go over his house. He'd have Mickey's. That's about it. But you guys do it like it's a sport. Like, hey, wow.
Careful.
Yeah, we do the Mickey's. Oh, 40 ounce back old English back in the day.
Oh, this I remember. This used to be the best bargain. This guy's right. 510 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Golden Gate Fields used to have Dollar Day. That's right. Every Sunday.
I give you that. But that's not every day, though, Stein.
Dollar to park, dollar hot dogs.
No, that's great.
Dollar beers. That's right.
One day.
I've gone to a couple of those.
Yeah, Jack in the Box is there 7 days a week. But you are right. That's a good one.
Let's go to JC in Sacramento. But first, hold on, JC. JC, hold on. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Steiny would love Ernie's Tin Bar. Okay, let's go to JC in Sac. He doesn't feel bad for Christian McCaffrey. What's up, JC? Me neither.
Absolutely, I do not.
Yeah, me neither.
You gotta stop being soft, fellas.
Hold on.
I don't have a strong opinion on him carrying the ball so much, but I do believe you risk an injury if you're going to keep him at this pace. That's all, JC. But I don't feel sorry for him.
And you are absolutely correct. But I feel like this. He knew that was a possibility when he demanded an extra couple million dollars in the last offseason. See, we could have used that money, and we could have kept Jordan Mason, gave that extra $2-3 million to Jordan Mason. Mm. He didn't want that. He wanted all the money. See, he knew he had an injury, and he fleeced the team, and he withheld his injury, and he got more money, and then he proceeded to miss 90% of the season last year. I don't know where you can demand a certain level of compensation, get the compensation, and then not adhere to the certain productivity and production standards. No, homeboy. He won't the money. He won't all the carries. I don't mind it. We're not going to the Super Bowl. That's just kind of how
I
see it.
Hey, JC. Hey. I'm with you.
Here?
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind
of
like that one. I mean,
JC made you back off the take, and I was about
what
to
take
about
I mean, come
he
on,
could
man.
Get hurt.
I like JC's point about this is the guy who had a contract extension last year and didn't play a lot.
That part, yeah.
And you know what? JC. I mean, here's the other thing. You got Brian Robinson. Maybe the plan is to just run McCaffrey into the ground this year. And
it's not run him in the ground.
He's on a pace for 433 touches.
That's where he might end, but the coach is telling me this is what I do.
He won't end there. Trust me.
Well, 2023 he did.
Not 433. He's not going to make it to 433.
But yeah, they get help. But here we go. When they get healthy, but man, do we can you even rest on that? We don't know. And I got to give Willard credit here, him and Dibs, about Harry yesterday. Was that not the greatest just response to Harry about when Willard said, "Have you truly, Harry, seen the Niners at full strength?" And they have. We haven't. Like that was. I was like, damn. I was driving thinking that, like, they're 3-0, Stoney, but they have not been whole.
Right, and here's my question.
So Harry might be a little overzealous and saying what's so bad when you haven't seen it all put together.
I guess what I would say is, why is it okay for you to say, in my mind, the Warriors have won 6 titles, but Harry can't say the 49ers should be 1-2?
Hey, when you go there, okay. Hey, you got me.
That's all I'm saying.
If you think about it, Stoney, they would have 6.
Who?
The Warriors. If Durant doesn't tear the Achilles and Draymond wouldn't. Does what he did.
No chance.
Those are 6.
Yeah, it wouldn't have happened. They weren't good enough. They weren't. And they got hurt. That's the other thing. It became a brittle team. Do you remember what happened in 19? 2 guys got hurt. You know why?
We were there.
Because you can't play 6 straight years
into
June.
Well, Durant did.
They got hurt. No, he got hurt in that. Both of them got hurt, Clay.
No, I got you, but Durant hadn't been there playing those long seasons with the Warriors happen.
Yeah, but he went
and
deep.
He went deep with
Oklahoma City.
Because it was, I was watching NBA Today, Stoney. He really did veto a trade to come back to the Bay.
Of course he did.
That bothers me the more I think about it.
I love it.
And now I feel like he's cursed your point guard. Out.
They're still
Van Vliet. You think, who's their point guard? Fred can play.
I don't care who it is.
Monte's a twin. They do look alike.
The, what was I going to say? You said something. Well, what are you down on Durant for? Why are you down?
Why wouldn't you want to come?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back.
Because,
no, seriously! There would be no Jimmy. It would be KD. But I'm happy Jimmy's here. I'll take Jimmy over KD. There's a dark cloud.
When are you
going
to get it through your head that some players don't think that the Warriors are they're cracked up to be?
Oh, you just love saying it.
I mean, think about that for a minute.
He had a bad.
Think about that for a minute.
We made you a champ.
2015. Draymond Green is crying into a telephone.
This allegedly.
After game 7, begging Durant to come. And then 5 years later, Durant says, I wouldn't come to Golden State at gunpoint.
Dude,
saying, something happened. Something happened to Kevin Durant here.
Yeah, just how poetic would it be had he been the one to come back here, man? And he was first choice. Shout out Willard. He was the first dibs. They wanted him.
650, Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys text line. KD didn't want to come back because he knew the Warriors are cooked.
As if his team wasn't cooked and he was in the kitchen.
His team was cooked. He's not. KD's not cooked.
Oh, so
remember they had a better record. They had a great record with him.
No, that's why I'm holding his feet to the fire. Phoenix should have never not been in the playoffs.
What do you mean?
With Devin Booker and Bradley Beal, as much as people want to laugh at him,
blame those guys. Don't blame Durant.
What happened in
when Durant played? They won. So go ahead and blame Booker. That's
you're
fine.
You're just giving this dude a pass.
Who?
You're just like everybody. KD. What about Brooklyn?
What about him?
What happened there?
He lost by a sliver.
I didn't ask that.
Yeah, he had a foot problem.
You're so enamored with his game and his ability to score.
Kevin Durant?
You don't hold him accountable. Phoenix was a mess.
Because of him?
Partially.
Yeah, sure.
He's got some blood on his hands.
Who cares? What? Team stinks.
Don't sleep on Phoenix. Look, you didn't fight me on that. I was thinking that.
I'll fight you on it.
I got two dark horse teams.
Who are they going to start?
The Pelicans.
Just give me their starting lineup, Phoenix's.
No, seriously?
What scares you about it? What makes them so good? Go ahead.
Dylan Brooks.
Okay.
Booker.
Okay.
We got, who came on along with him? He's starting.
Amen Thompson?
No, Green.
Jalen Green.
Okay. That's three. Then we got our guy I just talked about, Beal.
He's on the Clippers.
Hold on. Let me get to starting five.
Grayson Allen.
Four.
Yeah, he's.
And then the big that the Warriors were trying to get. Light-skinned cat that could play.
Valanciunas?
No,
he's in Denver. Yeah.
What's my other guy? I like his game.
Nurkic?
No, he's a brother.
But he's light-skinned?
Yeah, got the braids. I like his game. I'll get you in a minute. Hold on. Just give me a second.
All right,
talk.
That's fine.
And then my other team is New Orleans. Oh, boy. Looney.
He's talking about being high on the Pelicans, and Looney's the first name he mentioned.
But you know where I was getting to. They're gonna Zion in shape with Poole. Just watch out. Trey Murphy the third. Man, what's my boy's name? Light skinned cat Carter.
The guy from Duke. I have no idea. Is that who you're talking about?
What's the name?
A big guy from Duke who was drafted this year. He's got a hard name to pronounce.
No, he was on the team.
You're talking about
last year.
Like Keith Richards. That guy, Richard. Nick Keith Richards.
Hey, I like him.
Yeah, he used to be in the Rolling Stones. He's going to try.
Aman Maluak. He was Duke center this year.
Yeah, it wasn't
with
him.
Yeah, no, Cooper.
Yeah.
The guy I like is Knuffle. The guy from Duke. Yeah, I think he's talking about Nick Richards. I think. But I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Is it Mark Williams or Nick Richards?
Nick Richards. I like him.
He played for Charlotte. He was the guy in Charlotte that was supposed to go to the Lakers. And then that trade got reneged, right? What's Williams' first name?
Mark.
Okay.
No, Nick wasn't the guy supposed to.
So Mark Williams was the guy on the Hornets that was supposed to get traded.
Nick Richards is Stani.
Who's Nick Richards?
He went to Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky. Okay, there is a Nick Richards, though. You ain't watched the play? Averaged 9 points last year, Nick Richards.
He stinks.
I want to show you the picture. I can't turn the monitor around. But I like him. Well, my two teams. Just watch out for him.
I'm trying to think who my team's going to be this year.
What happened to... Oh, your boy. I got you. Minnesota's your team.
Yeah.
But what about Edwards? Said he's adding some moves to his game. Grandy and I laugh. What's that mean?
I don't know if
go in the post and do your Mitch. Get your Mitch Richmond and Isaiah Ryder on. Get your J.R. Ryder and Mitch Richmond on, and you'll be more unstoppable.
I don't know if I can come around Anthony Edwards.
What do you mean?
I need him to be a little more of a leader.
Wow.
I'm a little worried about his off-the-court stuff.
Wow, Steiny, you defended him when I tried to call him out last year. He's a personality.
Yeah, he is. I'd call him a piece of work.
And is he the best American-born player right now with the highest of his powers? Yes. He's the best American-born player in the NBA right now. I would say Steph because he's...
Anthony Davis.
Now, when are you going to laugh? Dude can't even say healthy. Stop.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
I didn't say where he's not going. Yeah. I'm just saying right now, Anthony's in his prime.
Well, we got to get out.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're looking for the best bargains in the Bay Area.
No, we
got
it. Jack in the Box. You did say it's okay. I appreciate you saying that.
That's one of them.
So we need three more spots for
Mount Rushmore. I'm looking to stack bargains.
I didn't like yours, though. $6, that's a little lot. A lot of people ain't got six.
It's two beers.
Yeah.
But this is vintage you. You have an opinion about something you know nothing about.
No,
you know nothing about beer.
$6 for a beer.
It's two beers. It's two. It's 2-2-2.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Pier 39.
On Saturday, October 4th, Pier 39 is throwing a party on the waterfront. Enjoy drinks to go and activities for the whole family. From live music to special deals, it's all here at Pier 39. Learn more at pier39.com/entertainmentzone.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You still got it, but your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Quo, formerly OpenPhone, gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Quo lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Quo automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Quo's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Quo. Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's quo.com/sports. Quo.com/sports.
Since I've been in recovery, I could write a novel of the good things that happened to me. I finished college. I've held great jobs. It's never too late to recover from addiction. I am living proof that recovery is possible.
Get treatment. It works. To learn more, visit livingproofsf.org.
Losing weight shouldn't be a struggle. And with Jumpstart MD, it doesn't have to be. Start today for just $99 when you join Jumpstart MD's medically supervised weight loss program today. Licensed clinicians create personalized plans, including GLP-1 medications. No insurance? No problem. Jumpstart MD has options to meet your individual needs. With 13 Bay Area locations and online visits, expert support is always within reach. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com to start transforming your health today.
Injured at work? Don't wait. Every day you delay can mean lost wages, delayed medical care, and more stress for your family. At Boxer and Gerson, we fight for people just like you. Construction workers, delivery drivers, factory workers, restaurant staff, hardworking folks who get hurt just trying to earn a living. We won't back down. We get results. You work hard, you deserve real help. Call Boxer and Gerson now at 510-835-8870 or visit BoxerLaw.com. The consultation is free, but waiting could cost you. Boxer and Gerson, justice for workers.
Count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go!
This week, it's a must-see matchup as Lamar and the Ravens visit Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Oh my goodness!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Notoria.
You think I don't, like, know what you're up to at times, and the reality is I know exactly what you're up to. And we'll go ahead and do it.
You're talking to Kenny.
No, I'm talking to you.
But
I'm talking to you.
Please share with...
I will.
Now I'm like, who dined me out? I don't know where you're going.
So... There's this piece of sound out there that Guru is now over the last 2 days said, we got to play this sound. We got to play this sound. And there was no malice in why we haven't played it yet. We've just been talking about other things, but now I'm going to play it. And here's the reality. Guru and I have been going back and forth about a certain topic, you know, for the last couple months. And there's a piece of sound here that I know he thinks validates his point.
Oh my gosh.
And it's about the San Francisco Giants. And little does he know that I'm more than prepared to respond to what I think he's going to say, because I know who he is. This is Logan Webb. He's a pitcher for the Giants, and this team didn't make the playoffs. And he's talking about it.
Every year is different. I think this year is probably the most frustrating. I definitely, no offense to the teams we've had before, but this is the most talented team I've been on. And yeah, I think there's a lot of expectations, and yeah, it sucks. You know, you trade for, looking back at that, was it May or June? We win that first game in LA to go up. And it's June, right? There's so much baseball. I mean, you see what happens. It's happening all around baseball right now. It's a crazy sport, but you know, we trade for a guy like Devers, and we were excited. It's not that it's kind of hard to pinpoint. You know, when things go wrong, it's unfortunately just seems like we've let it stay wrong for a long time, and that's not a very good recipe for success. And unfortunately, it seems like this is four straight years where it's been the exact same thing. So yeah, it just sucks.
It has. It's been 4 years. That was Logan Webb.
Yeah, and he did like a parking ticket validate my point of,
which is what,
the talent is way there.
Okay,
so why are they 3 games under 500 and out of the race and went 2-9? Like, why did they fall off?
Because even though they've been the most talented Giants team in the last 4 years, they still ain't good enough to be a top six team in the National League. No, they are more talented, no doubt,
the
Giants teams passed, but they still ain't a top six team, even with more talent. It tells you wow, did we underestimate how far we were?
No.
Sorry.
The Reds are not better than this year's Giants.
They have a better record.
The Cardinals. Yeah. And the A's are only 2.5 games behind the Giants.
Well, the A's play hard.
It constitutes change for me. Now, let me ask you this. I'm being real, Steiny. Giants wasting Logan Webb?
I don't even know what that means.
Are they wasting his prime?
I don't know. Is Pittsburgh wasting Skeens?
No, it's too early. He ain't old as Webb. Webb's been great for how long? But come on, man. That 107 outside
Arizona wasting Zach Allen?
No, they just went to the World Series a couple years ago. Answer that. We're talking about Webb, Steiny.
What about him?
You can't keep expecting this dude to be your ace.
He's not an ace. He's a two. That has to be a one.
No, Steiny, he's pitched like an ace, man. He got to the All-Star game.
He didn't even have a great year.
Well, he got tired. My point is he's your ace, and he's been your stud, and that's just another part of this lethargic run that they've been on, and he talked about the last 4 years, but you're telling me, Steiny, outside of 2016, all you got is a Gabe Kapler 107-year postseason appearance? Like, that stinks. But I'm just telling you, I'm looking at Logan Webb. He's not getting any younger, and I do think it's fair to ask, are the Giants wasting his prime? And I think that's an easy answer, yes. But now Buster went and did something to help, you know, dispel that, but this team just fell off it too many times. And to not be even in it or remotely in it this last week.
Oh, boy.
That stinks.
No.
We're Pirates, and the Reds are living the Giants' life.
The Giants, I believe, what was it, a week ago? When did they take over the wild card
two
for seven
Saturdays
minutes?
Ago.
Well, I thought you said that would add excitement. That extra wild card really added excitement.
Yeah.
Oh, Giants fans are excited right now? Giants fans never got excited even when they tied team.
They had the lead half game.
Right, but
they fell off after that. They lost that
enough.
Game
yeah,
and they lost
good
the
enough.
Next. But why?
Because they don't have enough pitching. Their bullpen depleted. Their hitters,
the offense
mediocre.
Has been hibernating after that. Like, why wasn't and that happens. Ups and downs. It's a long season. But this team offensively has been sleeping too many times. They don't go the other way, Steiny. They don't make adjustments. Just me talking. I'm no hitting coach. But there should be some nervous-ass managers or coaches with the Giants moving forward. And I can't wait to see what Buster does. They showed us what they can be.
What? When?
Why couldn't they keep the electricity on?
It's so funny how you and I look at things differently. The reason they couldn't keep the electricity on for 162 games is because the season's long and you have to put together more than a good month or two, and their players overall, to a man, weren't consistent enough over 162 games to even win half their games.
Mm. And why Buster Posey chose to do what he did to the bullpen, because in real time I was like, nothing to see here. But now I think it's fair to just second guess that. Like, what if you would have kept that bullpen? Because Buster, obviously, making the moves that he did, Steiny, he had to think they were done.
They were.
But then they got just super hot.
Let me tell you something.
Come on now.
They don't make any moves at the deadline. They ain't in the playoffs. I don't think.
With the bullpen intact?
No.
Oh, Steiny. I mean, you lose Rodriguez regardless.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, and this is where, you know, chirp. If you're really telling me that this should have been a playoff team, but for Posey's moves at the deadline, that guy's got to be killed for that. Then Buster Posey's got to be raked over the coals for that. For a team that's made the postseason one time in the last 9 years, if he gave up on a 25% chance, that's on him. He should be raked over the... If you really believe that if he would have sat tight at the deadline, they would have made the postseason, you got to rake him over the coals.
And who knows? That could come. I'm just saying, now that I look at how this season flamed out and what the bullpen became when you needed it most, I think it's fair to bring up, damn, did you have to gut it like you gutted it? But you did what you did. But, again, my question is, this is what I've seen, Stoney. The offense got hot. I get that. It happens. But then for it to just go ice cold again, that's maddening to me. And then what happened two Saturdays ago, it might be three now, for Logan Webb to get that ball and the team down a run in the bottom of the first, score four, and Logan couldn't hold the Dodgers. That was like, and now the offense has been missing since.
You know why? If he's a one, where does he rank among the 32 teams when you compare Webb to every other team's number one?
I won't fight you on that. I get you. Okay. And I've said some things about Webb, but he's been your steward. He's been your ace, man. And he ended up
But see, this is exactly what I mean.
He got tired.
When you say, well, Webb's been good, he's your ace. That's right. He is the Giants' ace. But he's not as good as other teams' aces, some other teams. So you're worse than those other teams' aces. And so if you go up and down your lineup and you realize our biggest home run hitter, Rafael Devers, how many hit? 30. Great. Cal Raleigh hit 60. Schwarber hit 58. So it's like your biggest home run hitter hit half as many as another team's biggest home run. Like, I'm not saying these guys are useless, or terrible, but if Devers is your best player and he's a 30 home run, 100 RBI, 250 guy, then there's going to be other teams' best players who are better than Devers.
And sometimes and then there's we go no to the shade second, in that. Then,
right. But then if you start going down the list and you realize, so Devers is the Giants' best offensive player, yeah, but he's not as good as most other teams' best offensive player. Okay, now we go to number two, Adamas. Well, I bet you a lot of other teams have better second-best players than Adamas.
Yeah, but so I don't believe the Reds in Arizona do. Like, I'll take Adamas and Devers over anything. And then just about Webb, Stoney, who, come on, man, dude's a stud. We both love Hunter Green from the Reds. Andrew Abbott, Brady Singer. Like, Webb is better than all those dudes.
He's not better than Hunter Green. And they're in He's not better than Hunter Green. No chance.
I don't think he is. I mean... One's got a head start on the other, and one's older than the other, Stoney. But if your life depended on it right now,
Hunter Green,
I'm taking Logan Webb.
All right.
Where are you at on that, Ken, in regard to Hunter Green, who's got an upside? He's younger. I know that. But a game with your life on the line, Webb or Green, who are you giving the ball to?
Honestly, I would pick Webb right now just because he's more reliable. Yeah. I mean, Green has the more electric stuff.
Oh, there's no doubt.
But Webb can get you, what does he go, like seven innings every single game? Maybe more? I mean, I think Webb kind of has the edge. Yeah. But Green is definitely more electric.
Now,
especially
if you
with
said
his
for
stuff.
The future, I get you with Green.
If I had to win a game right now, I would definitely pitch Hunter Green.
Well, today, because my boy's tired, and Green got Logan Webb's out of gas.
Well, okay, and I get it. Hunter Green missed some time, but you're telling on yourself again because you just made it clear that your number one wears down. Number one shouldn't wear down.
Yeah, and that's how I see it right now with Logan Webb. But you look at his career and what he's done, Stoney. This dude should be
great number two
in multiple postseasons.
Does he have a playoff win, Logan Webb?
No, he lost against the Dodgers.
Did he win one against the Dodgers?
No, he lost that one. But he pitched his ass off.
So really, if you're saying, who do you want to win a big game? You say, well, neither of them have pitched in a big game.
Not child support. Run support. That's Logan Webb's issue is run support. So
no, what I'm saying is,
when he mowed the Dodgers down here a couple years ago, Stoney, pitched his ass off.
When did he mow them down?
When they lost in that game with the check swing.
So he doesn't have a postseason win.
But he pitched good enough to have won that game. That's all I'm saying.
I can't even remember that game.
Oh, dude, it was a great pitch game, and he got no run support. And your boy, late night Lamont, hit one foul. Remember that?
No, I don't.
But he
5 years ago.
Come on. Hunter Green for the future, I got you, Stoney, but Logan Webb. Well,
a lot of people are agreeing with me on that
one. On the green?
Yes.
Well, see, you're now Mr. Liberal. You're going today. Like
That's
Thursday,
right. No. I'm going today.
Before
now,
the season started, who would you take?
Hunter Green.
Okay, I just got a text from Pasta, a.k.a. Stephen Rizzotto. Okay.
Pasta?
No, hang on, Steiny, because you said today. So apparently, Logan Webb might lead in the NL in strikeouts and innings.
Talk to me.
And he might have a top three Cy Young finish.
Talk to me.
Webb does have a postseason win.
Okay. I'd take Hunter Green. I'm looking at the Hunter Green.
No, he's great, Steiny.
Dominant.
But you're making him seem like Sandy Koufax compared to Webb.
He's better than Webb.
And you can make the playoffs in sports even if, you know, your number one is not Michael Jordan, but let's just say he's Clyde Drexler. Like, it's about the depth. And I just think Logan Webb, he wasn't lying. This Giant team is talented because that's the core essence. That's the essence of this conversation. And when I hear the captain or one of the captains say that, I believe it. And if I'm the manager, I just feel like for whatever reason, you know, we left some meat on the bone. Now, Steiny, you can ask me, Goo, you think of a guy that had better communication would have the Giants still in the playoffs? I do believe there's something to that. But we'll see what Buster does. And I get the people right now, Sam Lubman, Texas, I get the people right now saying that, you know, the Reds, yeah, they're all coming, they're saying Logan Webb, Steiny.
Yeah, that's great. In the last 2 years, Hunter Green is ERA.
Thanks, Lubman.
Hunter Green's ERA is 2.75, and Logan Webb's over the last 2 years, 3.4.
But Logan leads in innings and strikeouts.
Okay.
And every other metric over the last 5 years, he's damn near leading in every other metric.
I'm a big ERA guy, and he's almost a full point better.
But how reliable and healthy is he being? You know what I mean? Like Logan's a stud.
Yeah, to me.
He's a
Hunter Green is a one. Logan Webb's a two. To me.
I want to fight you, but that's just me.
But
that goes to the upside in the arm being more electric. Hunter Green does have that, but he's not, to me right today, a better all-around pitcher than one Logan Webb. And that's why I just brought up the last 4 years, which Logan brought up. Steiny, I think it's very fair that the Giants are wasting Webb.
Yeah,
and I think when Posey broke off that chicken for Adames and Devers.
What does that mean? They're wasting Logan Webb.
Is he so good that you're wasting him? He's been a great story.
Okay, but what does it mean? I don't get it.
We all get old, and we're getting to the point now where all these innings are going to catch up with them. And if you keep having seasons, at some point Logan Webb is going to take a step back or fall off a tad bit. You want to get your club into the postseason so he can pitch in his prime.
Right, but if it's three more
years from now before they get there, well, let me tell you, that ain't going to be the same Logan Webb as of today.
Okay, so the Giants haven't won a playoff series in over 10 years.
Oh, that man.
Okay, should we run down the list of all the so-called players who they wasted over the last 10 years?
Well, that list wouldn't be that, but Logan Webb's
top. It'd be huge.
Like, give me a name.
Who was the catcher before Bailey?
Well, but Joey Bart? I'm just saying, come on, man. There's nobody with gravity in regard to name recognition like Logan Webb.
I got to tell you,
in regard to this Giants now getting to the postseason or not. Dude is a stud. He's a one, Steiny.
Okay.
And
he's been your one for 4 years.
And you've kind of wasted him.
Okay. I don't see it that way. Like, I don't understand.
And what everyday player would be on the list? Like, I'm being for real you don't hear the last Ruff? Crawford at the end?
Ramos has had two really good years. Well, have they wasted his 2 years?
And I'm a fan, but I'm not saying really good. I'm not saying really good. So I'm saying there's been some promise. He made an all-star game.
How long's Robbie Ray been? He's been here 2-3 years.
This is his first season.
Yeah, and Steiny, there's no tragedy there with Robbie Ray. He's a hired gun. I get it, and he's pitched his ass off, but he also, too, is tired. You get my premises.
I
got to get this thing going sooner than later before Logan Webb turns into Santa Claus.
And I fought this with Steph Curry, so I'm certainly going to fight it with Logan Webb. Like, the idea of they're wasting Steph Curry makes it sound like, you know, nobody's trying to get any better. And
no, come on now.
I'm just saying, like, Logan Webb is, he's good, but he's, you know, he's been on 500 teams for the last 4 years, and he's good.
Yeah, and if you look at his job, he's done his job.
Yeah, but I don't look at that as wasting.
Hey, Stanley, let me ask you a question.
How many is every guy that doesn't win a title waste, like they wasted him? I don't get it.
Well, if you're not even getting, go ahead, Kim, but if you're not even getting to the postseason, that's what I call wasting.
Okay, so.
Get to the postseason, then I wouldn't use that.
Then I'd much rather talk about a guy like Mike Trout. That's where it's fair.
Yeah.
Logan Webb.
I would say that almost be on the same level right now, just that, because of the way Logan Webb pitches year in, year out. But I was going
to
ask you.
You think Logan Webb has had a comparable career to Mike Trout?
Not to that degree of him like winning like Cy Young every year, but I'm talking about his talent-wise?
Yes.
Absolutely. My question was going to be, though, how many people do you think throw 200 innings per year?
Not many.
There's two right now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know who they are?
Webb's one. He's pitched 200 innings in the last 3 years.
Garrett Crochet for the Red Sox right now. He's got 205.
Would have never guessed
Webb has 201. Yeah. Okay. Like, he kind of stands alone with maybe just one other guy, but he does that year in and year out.
And that's why I was saying,
I'm taking Hunter Green. That's paid. All. Yeah. It's fine. Like,
but forget that.
I like Webb. But
Webb not in the postseason is
I don't
what
care.
I'm
like that, but see, that I could care
but
less.
That constitutes like, waste.
I don't feel sorry for a pro athlete who can't break through.
Well, you just
and
said
make
Mike
the
Trout.
Playoffs.
You brought up Mike Trout.
Well, that's what I mean. Like that would to me would be if any team is wasting a guy, it would have been California or the Angels wasting Trout for what, 12 years?
And this
that's
is
different.
And it's hard to do this, so we're not comparing Trout to Webb because obviously it's a pitcher and everyday player. But what Ken said to me, and he don't even know he said it, Logan Webb's perfected his craft. So has Mike Trout. And when you look at those Angel teams and they hadn't had success, you know for a fact, Stoney, it's not Mike Trout's fault. Just like this giant drought is not Logan Webb's.
No, I don't think
but
it is either.
Point, you
but
get
I
older,
don't feel sorry for
you lose
for
some
him.
MPHs on that on your pitches and you know, you regress. Father Time kicks in. But I'm like, man, I really thought this season was going to be one that had the Giants, at least this week, playing meaningful baseball if they did make it. But for Buster to kind of break up the bullpen when he did, he was probably like, this horse needs to be taken out to pasture. And then they get hot, and you're like, damn, he had that bullpen.
Every team gets hot.
And cold.
And again, for the 9 millionth time, if somebody can tell me why this Giants team – as opposed to the previous 4 years, it's so much different, but yet they're a 500. Like,
they're better.
I don't believe. Like, just because
man
of the
for
names,
man, they're better. What you mean?
Then what?
Than what they've had previously.
Right, but there's right. So they've gotten better.
Right,
but they're not good enough. And you know what?
They got one of the most expensive payrolls.
They got marginally better, and it didn't show up in the standings.
Yeah, I would say they got marginally more expensive, and they did. And it did show up in the standards. That's a conversation to be had.
Well, then the conversation.
Why?
Right. The conversation's not why. The conversation is maybe Buster Posey is spending too much money on players who aren't bona fide superstars.
Oh,
Chapman, Devers, and Adamas are good players. They are good players. I think Devers is really good. But again, look at other teams' big boys, and they put those two guys to shame with like the numbers. So the Giants may be the most talented version of themselves, but everybody else has gotten better too. And maybe they haven't made the incremental gains that they hoped.
Besides you saying, goo, everybody gets hot, because you're right. When the Giants were tearing the cover off the ball just this last hot spell, Stoney, you got to be – that's what it was supposed to look like.
All year?
No, we were supposed to have more of that.
Okay, well, then Devers needs
less of.
Well, then Devers would have needed to hit 300. And Adamas, here's what baffles me when you're like, boy, why all these dry spells with the offense?
Oh, my gosh.
Have you looked at the batting averages of their starting lineup? They have so many guys –
swing
at 230, like you, if like just figure it out. If you have so many players hitting 230, you're gonna have Like, you're not going to be able to string hits together.
Let me throw this at you.
And you don't have a ton of power. We can get on more on the other side. I see Pete, Philmo, Dave. I'll get to you all on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, actually, I got a minute or two here. 1242. You know what I can do?
Oh, I could.
You know what I'll do?
Yeah, all right.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how disappointing to you is this Giants season? To me, it's an 8.5, 9 because of what they added. And
sure.
Honestly, because some things, I'm like, you know what? He is lightweight correct.
I'm disappointed. I'd be disappointed.
All I was looking for.
At the season. But I would be disappointed in the season.
And
but
your payroll, when you look at what you've paid, invested, and what you got, that ain't Jack in the Box 2 for $99. Like, I'm paying.
So blame Posey. Buster Posey for signing a 230 hitter who came up with 1.5.
Devers figured it out, and so did Adamas.
All right, they figured it out, then why aren't they even a 500 team?
If I had those answers, I wouldn't be.
I have the answers. They need to get better. That segment brought to you by Moderna.
Mnext Spike, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA by Moderna is now available and easy to find near you. To learn more, visit mnextspike.com. That's mnexspike.com.
On Saturday, October 4th, Pier 39 is throwing a party right on the waterfront. Now our iconic views and bay breezes come with drinks to go. Grab a cocktail, mocktail, beer, or wine from one of our restaurants and take it with you as you explore the pier. Plus, live music, party games, sea lions, fun for the whole family. What more could you ask for? Enjoy dancing, street performers, special deals, and that one-of-a-kind Pier 39 flavor. We're bringing the atmosphere, you bring the crew. Pier 39, pier for the fun. Learn more at pier39.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.